With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yo, what up? What's happening? Tiki and Tierney ready to roll. How you doing today? Hope everybody's doing awesome. We're coming here from our studios here in Lower Manhattan, the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family. Rocket can. All sorts of crazy stuff going down. I know Tiki was into it last week, but more on Texas and OU getting ready to bolt the Big 12 and the repercussions for the other big conferences, what that means. And Aaron Rodgers stuff. I mean, Deshaun Watson stuff. What up, Teak? How you doing today, pal?
Hey, welcome back. How was
good to
Disney?
Be back.
Disney was great.
It was awesome.
Outstanding.
It was amazingly exhausting. That's how I frame it. Amazing in every sense of the word.
There's no other way. That's the best word to use.
It's the perfect encapsulation. Amazingly exhausting. It hits every single emotion. Awesome. I mean, listen, I will say, when you are getting ready to go, if you are getting ready to go, if you can swing it financially, by all means, bring the kids. It really helps to have it planned out. I mean, the way Jen planned this out, and you know me, I don't like doing things that I don't like doing, but I love doing things with the kids. I love being a kid again, and I had a chance to kind of rewind and go back in my own mind to the early 80s when my parents first took me, and it was awesome. We hit all the parks, spent a ton of money, ate a lot of bad food, chicken tenders up the wazoo, french fries up the wazoo, $500 for a meal in the castle. What in the world's going on? The one thing I will say, and somebody who worked at ESPN for 9 years, I believe I can say this.
Okay, go ahead.
Disney, ESPN, they need to upgrade a few things.
Like?
Come on. The Grand Prix race cars?
Oh, I know.
Dude, I felt like I was at like a little bazaar, like a little town festival in 1979.
Right, it's 2021. You would think that would be advanced, like laser technology driven cars.
Yeah,
like,
I would think so.
I would think so. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's woefully behind.
Another Tiki and Tierney suggestion.
Another one that will be ignored, but another one that's going to come into the suggestion box. I had an awesome time. The Star Wars stuff was incredible. The Millennium Falcon. Of course, you had to get up at 6:45 to get in the queue. Mm-hmm. We didn't get in the first time. Daddy got us in for the 1 o'clock queue. I can't vividly explain or depict how it warmed my heart. If you've been there, as you have been, with all your kids, most recently when you ran the marathon in Disney, it's magical. And yeah, and there's lines everywhere. It's hot as hell. Why my wife booked in July? I'm still not really sure. That's the only thing she did wrong. But it's humid. It's hot. It's expensive. There's nowhere to go. There's strollers. There's kids complaining. There's people that bump into you. Your patience will be tested. But at the end of the day, whether it's midnight by the time you get back and you shower up and the kids have eaten 9 caramel apples and 6 lollipops and 5 chicken tenders, when you finally close your eyes, you close your eyes with a smile and this inner happiness and pride as a parent. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
I'm glad you
and my kids did, more importantly.
I'm glad you got a chance. The Millennium Falcon was the best.
Oh, how sick
favorite.
Was that?
You get to drive that thing?
How sick was that? Yeah, well, you could be a pilot.
I was the pilot.
So was I. Colton and I, the worst gig was the engineer.
I know.
What are you doing back there?
He's got to do all that work. He's got a lot of work to do, though, back there.
Well, by the way, it seems like every time something went awry with the Millennium Falcon, Han just banged on it. A couple times the lights went back on.
That's right.
It was sick. I love Epcot because to go to the different... Now, going to... You and I were talking before the show. Going to the countries as Jen and I did when we were first dating back in 2008 is a lot different than going with the kids who are... My daughter just turned 5 and my 6-year-old.
It's a lot more sober.
It's a lot more sober. It's just different, but I love the countries.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part of it. I think I like... You feel different when you walk into Disney, but I really think my personal favorite's Epcot. I love Epcot. Epcot's amazing.
Nice.
It really is.
Now you got to plan the next one. which will be soon, I'm sure, because your kids had a great time.
Yeah, but I'm not going. I'm not going back for at least two and a half, at least 3 years, and I'm never going back in July.
Go to Disneyland. Find a reason. Well, we can go out there. Bring them when we go to the Super Bowl.
Super
Bowl's in L.A.
This?
Right? Right? Super Bowl's in L.A. This
it
year?
Is. How about when USC joins the Big Ten? Which we'll get to a little later in the show. One of the many, many possible machinations of what's going on. Before we get into Aaron Rodgers, which we'll do right now. I have to, without resetting what happened, mm-hmm. you took over. I was out, a vacation with the kids and Jen. Congrats to the Bucks. I just have to say that. I thought the Suns would win. I was wrong. I have no problem being wrong. Happily wrong. Great fan base. 1974, last time they won. Great lineage in the early 70s. Then this gap, we know where the Bucks have been. The fans were insane, both outside the venue, inside the venue. Giannis was amazing. Middleton has proven to be that guy, at least this year. Maybe a little quirky occurrences with the Nets injuries and mm-hmm. Simmons whacked out in Philly, but... What I'm really happy that the Bucks won. Yeah. I would have been happy if the Suns won because I would have won some money. Yeah. But congrats to the Bucks and their fans.
Yeah, in this story, the most important thing for me I didn't gamble on it. I just
put a few. Nothing.
You know what I mean? Serious. I didn't necessarily care. I don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak.
Yep.
But you know me in history and greatness. The only story that made sense for longevity's sake was Giannis, who was a two-time MVP, a defensive player of the year, all the things we know about him, that he won this finals, and he won the finals MVP, and that story just grows his legend.
It does.
And so it's fulfilling from a non-fan of either one of those teams to have a greatness story come out of this NBA finals. Now, and again, if the Suns would have won, it would have been interesting as well, but Giannis is the star, the impending superstar of this coming generation. So the fact that he won is awesome.
It's a different spotlight.
Yes.
It's more amplified.
That's
historically,
right.
There's more, there's more more depth. There's just more storylines. Now, Chris Paul, obviously, mm-hmm. huge story. We don't need to reset that. We talked about that all the time. If Devin Booker goes on, and at this pace, he's obviously going to be a Hall of Famer if he keeps this up. If he wins an MVP or two, mm-hmm. That wouldn't stun me. Maybe two would stun me, but I wouldn't be surprised if Devin Booker wins an MVP. He'll be on the short list for a couple of years. If he's a champion, an MVP... I get it. There's that historical element. But Giannis, with all the hardware, he leapt up. And, I said before I went on vacation that if the Bucks were to win the championship, he is now cemented as a top 20 all-time player.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can try to refute that. I know it's subjective. There's no real pure data that says I'm right or you're right or you're wrong or you're wrong. But the guy's a top 20 player.
And by the way, he's done things that some people in their career haven't done. And he's 26 years old.
Correct.
And just figuring out how to really be a superstar.
That's true. So awesome job by the Bucks and great job by their fans. And what a week. Listen, Brewers are good.
Mm-hmm.
And now the state of Wisconsin is getting their boy back. A-Rod, the drama queen.
We knew this was happening. By the way, congrats to Aaron Rodgers as well, because he's a minority owner in the Bucks.
That's right. So, he got a little sliver of that.
Exactly.
He's had a good week, and it looks like the Bucks fan, the Packers and their fans will have a great week.
Yeah.
Listen, neither one of us thought that Aaron Rodgers was going to sit out this season. I left the door ajar, and it looks like I'm going to be off on this based on the Ian Rappaport report that he will report to camp tomorrow and be ready to roll in day one. I thought there was a decent chance that Rodgers, just the way he's wired, maybe a little spite-ish, if you will, skip a couple of days, just send one more little jab, mm-hmm. one more little message, and then come and get ready to ball. But it looks like he's showing up on time.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be there on time. The only other thing that was vaguely possible, BT, was that he would retire. And retire because he's going through this life transition. We all know he's getting married. He's been on vacations and engagement, all that thing. Like he really took me time, as he talked about, and worked on himself. And so upon reflection, after 38, his 38-year season, his third MVP, getting to the NFC Championship game, it would have been, you could have seen him saying, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Yep.
I don't love the situation I'm in. I want a different stage in my life. Jeopardy's going to hire me full-time to be the host, so I'm going to have fulfillment and something professionally to do. I'm bouncing. I'm out of this thing. That was a possibility, but I still feel like he loves it. And physically, he's not shot. You know what I mean? He doesn't look like Peyton Manning at the end, who we wanted to see Peyton keep playing, but after a while, we were like,
it was getting
Peyton,
ugly
man,
at the end there.
You can't even throw the ball 30 yards, man. So, exactly. Aaron Rodgers is nowhere near that.
Nope.
And so I knew that he was going to eventually show up if he didn't retire. And on time makes it so there's no controversy. The only controversy is how long it's going to last as him and his compatriot, Devontae Adams, are posting cryptic social media messages.
Which I'm not a fan of, which we'll tell you what they said in a moment for sure. And using the controversy angle, I do think I want to bring something into the equation in a moment about, you know, how this could play out in real time. Obviously, he's coming back. And I want to read this as well from Ian Rappaport. Talk about having the scoop of the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was chasing this. And, you know, others have, you know, have weighed in and said, yeah, sources. But Rappaport was the one who had this first. And he tweeted earlier today, Aaron Rodgers has indicated to people close to him that he does plan to play quarterback for Green Bay this season. Sources say this is the expectation. Many factors are at play. But with GM Brian Gutekunst saying, quote, he is hopeful for a positive outcome. There's a glimmer of optimism. All right, the more the glimmer. Aaron Rodgers shows up, you got a chance to win. Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up, you're going, you know, you're 7 or 8 wins if you're lucky with Jordan Love, not ready to be a star yet.
You're scrambling.
You're scrambling. You are definitely scrambling. Here's what I think. Now, they're going to be one of the favorites to win it, as they should. We can get to the little tweet fest and Instagram fest in a moment, but what's going to be interesting, again, the way he's wired, that you have to incorporate this, that first little outward miscommunication with LaFleur, and I know he's a fan of LaFleur,
yeah,
and LaFleur obviously loves him,
yeah,
but that's going to be played up on the sidelines, the first bad loss, just because it looks as if Rodgers is showing up and getting ready to strap on the helmet and play some football doesn't mean this year is going to be without drama.
No.
A lot of it.
Look, no matter what happens, it's going to be the undercurrent of this entire season. Even if they win a championship, it's still going to be part of the storyline. There's no way that we're going into this 2021 season and say they get deep into the postseason into 2022, even get to the Super Bowl, and this little piece of offseason is not part of the story, whether it was galvanizing and lifting in some regard.
True.
Or whether it was divisive and they fall apart and end up, you know, being 7-10. You know what I mean?
7-10. Finally got it.
I had to think about it.
Training camps have opened. You've got another 17 games.
Exactly. 7-10. If they're that, this is what we're pointing to.
Uh-huh.
So this part of the story isn't going away, even if Aaron Rodgers shows up and everything is fine, and him and Devontae Adams are cryptic about their futures, which we know is now a reality because there are talks, Devontae Adams talks for contract extension as one of the best wide receivers, not the best wide receiver in the NFL, are done.
Yeah, they're not paying him.
Of course.
They're not paying
him. And if he doesn't want to be there, and you know he's talking to Aaron, that means that Aaron's only there for a short amount of time longer.
Oh, there's no question. And it also means I think the Raiders are in play here with Devontae Adams. You know, Derek Carr was waxing poetic about his former college teammate.
You think they're going as a package team?
Rodgers and Adams to the Raiders? I hope at this point, I have no. Let's just cross this bridge first.
Yeah, okay.
Let's get a microphone in Aaron Rodgers' face tomorrow when he shows up.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear what he said, but we do know what was said. Let's flash it back here. This was late April. GM Brian Gutekunst on whether or not Rodgers will play for the Packers again. Again, this is a couple of months ago, so all the speculatory stuff is seemingly in the rearview mirror, but this was at the apex of it. Here's the GM back then.
I do think he'll play for us again, and we're going to, like I said, we're going to work towards that, and we've been working towards that on a number of different fronts. You know, the value that he has to our football team is really immeasurable, you know what I mean? He brings so much to the table, not only as a player, but a leader. So important to his teammates, to his coaches.
Okay, so that was late April. That was Brian Gutekunst, and it looks as if he's going to be right. Maybe he kind of stepped in it and stumbled upon being right, but it looks as if he's going to be right.
We chalked that up to just some serious butt kissing, man. Like, we screwed this up last offseason, and now we didn't do anything to make it right. And Ted, not Ted Thompson,
Gutekunst?
Mark Murphy is like, you know, throwing some more fuel on the fire. Let me be the peacemaker.
He's complicated.
Let me try to be the peacemaker here.
Yep.
And so you give Gutekunst a lot of credit for that. But at the time, we were like, okay, shut up. Whatever.
Yeah, it sounded a little bit.
You screwed it up.
You
man.
Laid it on thick here, buddy.
Right.
Take a chill. Let's now hear from Aaron Rodgers, who hooked up his buddy Kenny Mayne, his SportsCenter finale. Last time he was on there, Kenny, after a great distinguished run. And he said he opened up and expounded quite thoroughly on his actual issues with the Packers.
With my situation, look, it's never been about never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love the coaching staff, love my teammates, you know, love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, you know, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way. And a lot of this was put in motion last year, and the wrench was just kind of thrown into it when I won MVP and played the way I played last year. So this is just kind of, I think, the spill out of all that.
All right, and then since then, he's played a few golf outings, microphone stuck in his face. Then he pretty much kept us guessing.
We'll see. I don't know. Can't tell you.
Charles. I don't know, Charles. But he was in the matchup in Montana.
Tom, shut up. Stop goading me into saying something. I'm not going to say Tom Brady.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of Brady, that Jugs video, there is no way in hell that's real.
It's not real.
There's no chance that's real.
I forgot the digital team. But the Jugs don't work that way.
I know they don't.
Like, you have to load from the back.
From the back.
And the only way that you could get it to go that way, go in that way, front side, is if you could throw it, I don't know, 120 miles an hour.
You have to overpower those wheels, which are spinning, as you know, better than anybody.
That's right.
Those things are firing.
Dude, those things are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
So.
I remember I was at Jets camp. This was 97. I mean, I was there a lot, but when I was just gotten out of school, 97. Wayne Krabet walked up. If you're watching on TV, and Wayne's my favorite Jet of all time, he's got the Jugs, right? And he starts, like, you know, 30 yards back.
Yep.
Tink, he walked right up to the Jugs gun right here. Bang. Deposited it, banked it, spiked it, looked at Keyshawn, kept moving. And there's no way that Ron. But although it was a very creative, you know, insert edit when they had the Jugs gun flip over.
Yep. And then shot up in the air.
Made it a little bit more believable.
It did.
Okay, so. Since then, and we've heard from Gutekunst, we know what Murphy said, we heard from Rogers just there on ESPN. There was also, during the voluntary OTAs, in a great sign of solidarity, it was either five or six of the top players on their depth chart at wide receiver. None of them showed up. All right, and then Davante Adams, who, as we know, and by the way, got a 99 Madden rating, the highest rated Madden receiver. Davante Adams weighed in on the Rogers situation, getting his boys back.
Honestly, I got no expectations, man. I'm just, you know, being supportive of my God and let it all unfold how it does. Obviously, I'm praying that he comes back. We all want him back. I think everybody in this building has that same mindset. But, you know, I can only control what I can, and I can't control any of what's going on with that situation. So, you know, I'm just kind of sitting here doing what I got to do, keep getting better, and, you know, keep watching the progression of everybody else that's here right now. And then, you know, when and if he's back, you know, obviously we'll welcome him with open arms.
All right, so the last dance, not just something that just got us through the early wave of the pandemic, but something that they might be filming already, the Green Bay version. We'll tell you what that means and how it's going to play out. Rodgers apparently getting ready to show up tomorrow, which will be all sorts of fun. But that tweet, that is interesting. We'll hit it next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. This weekend coming up on CBS, plenty of sports for everybody. Starting on Saturday, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. A little summer action, the Big 3. Then on Sunday at 2 Eastern, 11 a.m., kick back on the couch and watch some of the fittest athletes compete against one another. It's the CrossFit Games, followed at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific by Major League Rugby Championship. It's all coming up this weekend, only on CBS.
Big 3, I like.
Yep.
CrossFit Games, I mean, they're jacked.
Mm-hmm.
They look good, too. Some of them,
some of them do. I'm with you.
I'm going to watch the rugby championship.
Rugby is a beast of a sport,
it's
man.
It's just hard for me to understand. I get it. I don't know if I understand it enough.
I only understand it a little bit because my high school has a worldwide.
Yeah.
No hyperbole. Xavier High School, we are renowned for rugby.
Is that right for a long time?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The Olympic coach went to Xavier.
You know what?
He was a teacher there.
I think you told me this.
Tolkien. Coach Tolkien.
Who was the guy for the Patriots? Remember there was a Patriot, New England
yes.
Patriots?
Yeah, that came up at that point.
And he played for the U.S. rugby team.
Correct.
I can't remember his name.
And I brought up that one of my former teachers.
Remember that.
Oh, it's very good. Very good. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to sit on the couch necessarily and watch rugby on a Saturday, but those who will love it. I mean, if you can't run and you're not tough, you can't play rugby.
No. Nate Ebner was his name.
There you go.
Thank you, Stampton. No, you're right.
And big boy sport.
And it's contact without having protection.
That's right.
Which
they're
is
crazy.
Crazy.
And then they drink, like they do keg stands right after. They continue. Then they knock each other out even more.
They probably do keg stands before. They might.
All right. So a couple things to sift through here. First of all, let me read you a tweet. All right? A tweet. This one from Michael Silver.
We like Mike.
Yeah, we know Mike. We like Mike. Mm-hmm. About 3 hours ago. And Michael tweeted, one possible solution to the Rodgers-Packers stalemate, the team could agree to lop off the final 2 years of his contract, just get rid of it, and theoretically not to franchise him after the season to set up kind of a last dance scenario. Again, this is Michael Silver communicating this. Not likely, but maybe the Packers decide 1 year is better than none. Okay, pretty smart, sensible take there. I'm sure he's got his
sources,
obviously. But this is interesting. Then they both posted an Instagram story, which anybody who's on Instagram knows it eventually dissolves and it's gone. Mm-hmm. So Adams is now gone. I believe Rodgers is still up there, meaning Adams put his on earlier, I believe. Rodgers still up there. And it's the same exact picture of Jordan Pippen, you know, dapping up, basically, insinuating a last dance scenario.
Yeah. I mean, all we can do is speculate. Aaron Rodgers isn't someone to try to make jokes on social media. So I believe he's following what Devontae Adams and him are actually talking about and that we're going to give this one last shot. And you know what? If they're getting one last shot and what Mike Silver is speculating about, which he could be true,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a win-win. It's a decent compromise for all parties.
Yes.
Because, as you mentioned going into the last break, BT, the Packers are not ready to win with Jordan Love, right?
No.
From what we heard, and because we have not seen him, so it's really hard to judge him and what his NFL career is going to be like. We haven't seen it with our own two eyes. We know what he did in college at Utah State. We don't know what he's going to be in the NFL. For us to sit here and say, oh, they're not going to miss a beat with Jordan Love at quarterback would be disingenuous and naive, right? So the only way that this Packers team, who has been in two straight NFC championship games, can try to get back again and win one last time is with Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams being okay with the circumstance they find themselves in.
And the other thing it does, it bakes in some more time to really get a proper evaluation on Love.
Agreed.
Because you know
that's important.
It's imperative.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beyond important. It's a must. I mean, think about this entire offseason, all the organized team activities where you have to go, where you don't have to go. I mean, Jordan Love has lived in that building. Because as you and I discussed many times, even though we both thought that Rodgers would come back and play, and it looks like we'll be right, you still have to prepare, and coaches need to communicate to Love, hey, listen, we don't know what's going on, so you better be ready to take that first snap on week one, and in week one, just in case Aaron Rodgers doesn't show up. So now they've got a sense of his diligence, his ability to, you know, consume something, spit it back quickly. They haven't yet seen him process things on the field because you're not going to hit each other, obviously, and that's when things are going quickly. But now, one more year gives them a real chance to win a Super Bowl, and now they will definitively know, did we draft a project who was almost ready, or did we draft a project and whiff?
Yeah, that's right. And they're going to know it sooner rather than later, which is, I guess, okay. But I have to look at this from Aaron's standpoint. Like, what does Aaron ultimately want to do with his life? I think that, you know, I didn't realize this until I was watching something earlier today. I forget what show. Maybe it's on ESPN, breaking down Aaron Rodgers' career.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize, and I mean, I know the last two, but I didn't realize he's been in four NFC championship games and not advanced. So he's been there four times and not advanced. And I'm not knocking him at all, obviously, because he's a three-time MVP. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. But he could easily have been keeping pace with Tom Brady over the years, right? But he's fallen short. And so if you're Aaron Rodgers, you loathe this front office situation in Green Bay. You still got, you know, gas left in the tank. And you've been playing your entire career in Green Bay where, you know, just like Tom said, the weather sucks in the winter, mm-hmm. right? It's, mm-hmm. you know, the championship parade even Tom Brady was talking about, how you couldn't enjoy it in New England because it was 20 degrees outside.
Makes sense.
Whereas in Tampa, you're on a boat, uh-huh. you're tossing the trophy back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I can easily see Aaron Rodgers giving it his all. He will never short the Packers, ever.
Agreed.
He'll never, you know, lay down his sword and say, yeah, well, whatever, this is just a toss-off season. Nobody cares.
No.
He'll make one last run at this and then go someplace south or someplace else, California, who knows, Las Vegas with the Raiders, and give it one or two more shots, maybe even three more shots, because he's still young relative to quarterbacks being able to play. If you look at Tom Brady now going on 45. So this actually sets up the perfect, like, exit, because this was getting ugly, right? This felt like it was going to be vicious, this mm-hmm, ending. Mm-hmm. And now it kind of maybe feels a little bit less so.
It's thawed a bit. That's a tough word to thawed.
Yeah.
Never really comes out thawed. Very aggressive start.
It's because there's hard contents all over it.
Thawed. No, seemingly thawed here. And listen, the other thing, I know that the Raiders are, you know, always going to be in play because mm-hmm. nobody really knows exactly how they feel about Derek Carr, despite Coach Gruden constantly waxing poetic about his talents, and, you know, Mayock, to a lesser extent, kind of doing the same thing. We think they love him, but you don't really know. The Vikings situation can change, though I don't see him necessarily going to Minnesota.
No.
You know, you think that Garoppolo is going to be a goner after this year, but you just drafted Trey Lance. Maybe they do. Maybe Trey Lance sits for, who knows. But the other thing that now happens is there will be other situations that will open up that right now we're not thinking about. Now, you and I both like Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
We both think the Giants could be really good this year. At the very least, very interesting in a competitive, if not great, NFC East. But if Daniel Jones bombs, again, we don't think he will, but if he does, that opens up maybe New York. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers would want that.
Or even Philly with Jalen Hurts.
That just seems like too much more of a different kind of a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
I think, we'll get to this later, Deshaun Watson. I think, first of all, Deshaun Watson's getting dealt in the next 2 weeks. I think it's happening. It's imminent.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be Denver. I think it's going to be Miami. Mm-hmm. You know I have not believed in Tua. You and I are kind of divided on this.
Right.
I think Dolphins are going all in on Deshaun Watson. I'm not saying I would.
Yeah.
But I think that they will.
I'm more willing to give Tua a shot. He looked pedestrian. Not saying bad. Not saying it was terrible. But Tua looked pedestrian last year with the Dolphins.
And he
even admitted it. He's like, I didn't know what I was doing half the time. And
mm-hmm.
so while you usually are wait, like Daniel Jones, time frame, you're usually waiting till at least that third year to make that evaluation. Is this our guy?
Yeah.
I think Tua's is accelerated. Tua's is like right now.
Yes. I would agree with that for sure.
It's probably unfair, but it's just the reality of the situation.
It's new business.
It's new business. That's right. It's the reality of the situation. And given the opportunity to upgrade, this is kind of the Tom Brady thing. If you have a shot at Tom Brady, don't you take a shot at Tom Brady?
You do.
If you have a shot at Aaron Rodgers, don't you take a shot at Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, you do.
You got a shot at Deshaun Watson? Don't you have to take a shot at Deshaun Watson?
No doubt. But the one difference is that Brady was just, you were just paying him.
Yes.
If you get Watson, you know, based on what you hear about what Casario wants, three first-round picks, two other players, I don't know if I'm doing that. Although the fact that, and again, we'll do Watson thoroughly later for sure, the fact that he's showing up, and listen, he wants to save getting docked $50,000 a day, as he should. If you have 22 civil suits, I don't know if they're frivolous or not, but when you've got 22 civil suits lined up against you, you better save every penny.
That's right.
The lawyer fees that you're exhausting right now and the possibility of having to pay out civil suits, you better not give away $50,000 a day. But the fact that he showed up, this is just my read from a distance, the fact that Watson showed up and the NFL, quote-unquote, let him without putting him on the exempt list tells me that punishment from the NFL is not coming anytime soon, which should embolden a team like Miami or Denver or maybe the Eagles to make the move now.
And if it was around the corner, like just around the corner, he's going to get this suspension, he'd be on the exempt list.
That's what I'm saying.
Not suspended, but on the exempt list.
With pay. Yep.
But that's not the case right now.
Exactly.
It's interesting, though. It really is interesting that they haven't. You know, we know they've been looking into this. Because we talked about this for the last 4 months, five months.
Yeah.
And he's still not been put on the commissioner's exempt list. That means Deshaun Watson might get away without getting. I mean, I'm sure he will, but we'll see.
We have a lot to discuss, which we will. I know I've said that a few times. We're getting deep into the Watson stuff because it seems like, again, imminent, something's going to happen. All right, let's get the update. Herskowitz is on top of that. Erica, our girl, has it. We'll get into inbounds, out of bounds after that. Hey, one, you know, pretty damn good defensive star wants out. Should the team move them? And what's the best fit? That's on the Inbounds Out of Bounds menu.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look at Stu Getz. Stu Getz bumping the beats. All right, Tinky and Tierney back. We're going to get to inbounds, out of bounds in a moment. Deshaun Watson stuff coming up. That's going to be big. Right now, though, it's time to ask the pros, where we give you a chance to ask us anything you want. Brought to you by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pretty easy. Just drop us a tweet. Anything you want. Could be about, you know, the two big cheeses from the Big 12 getting ready to bounce. They're gone. I mean, it's not even anything to debate. They are out. It's just a matter of, you know, what do the other conferences do to maybe salvage? It's going to be a big, big move, a big change, a big sweeping change coming, I think. I could do that. Watson could do Rodgers. Whatever, a little baseball. Just had a tweet at CBS Sports Radio. Use the hashtag AskThePros and make sure you stick around and listen later on. Teek and I and Santer and Stu Getz will go through and we'll get the best one. We'll give you the answer on the air and we'll give you some props as well. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. All your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. All right, so we'll get to Texas and OU not renewing their Big 12 media rights and what that means, as I just said, for them, but also indirectly other conferences, other schools. A lot of poaching going to be going on, so we'll hit that for sure, Teague. That's a money topic. I think it's so interesting. I know you've been on top of that while I've been out.
Yep. Yeah, I had Berkowitz in on Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a huge college sports fan.
What does he want his Canes to do?
Stay in the ACC.
Okay.
But he wants Notre Dame, West Virginia, who we saw over the weekend, reportedly, if they're going to move from the Big 12, they want to go to the ACC.
I would like West Virginia in the Big Ten more myself.
Maybe, but there's
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Regional rivalries make sense for the ACC. But he believes that there'll be four super conferences, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Pac-12. Big 12 is gone.
Yep.
You get chewed up by other pieces. And then at the end of the day, the college football playoff, which is going to 12, will be each conference winner.
Yep.
And then the two top other teams.
Okay.
That's 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then they collectively bargain their rights.
Interesting.
That would be smart.
Things are changing. Fast.
Oh, it's going to happen quickly.
Alabama quarterbacks made $1 million already.
I know.
And even played.
I know.
All things we'll get to.
I don't know if that's actually true. But
even if it's off by a couple hundred thousand, the kid's made bank.
That's right.
He's got, I mean, I'm sure he, listen, if you save it, of course you inflate that a bit. Hey, look what my quarterback made, $1 million. It's a great recruiting tool, even if it's 730,000.
Yeah. By the way, it's just as an aside, that's all Texas, right? So Texas A&M reportedly doesn't want Texas in the SEC because Texas A&M is the only Texas school in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Texas wants to go into the SEC. You know where Nick Saban said that remark?
Mm.
The Texas High School Coaches Association dinner. So it's all about recruiting in
Slick
Texas,
Nick.
Man.
Slick Nick. He is a trip. All right. Inbounds, out of bounds. You ready to roll? See what we got?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, Stu Getz, what do you got there?
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right? What's wrong? And who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and out of bounds now. And
Tierney. All right, Aaron Donald, TJ Watt, Khalil Mack, and most of the attention when it comes to the league's top pass rushers, but nobody in the league has more sacks since 2012 than Cardinals star Chandler Jones. Now, after playing just 5 years ago, five games a year ago, he hurt his biceps. Mm-hmm. He's now 31, reportedly unhappy with his contract, and he's asked for a trade from Arizona. In or out, we believe that Chandler Jones is still, if he ever was, despite the sack totals, a top three pass rusher in the NFL.
I think he was a top three pass rusher in the NFL back in 2017, BT. He had 17 sacks that led the league. And then in 2019, he had 19 sacks, which is a pretty big number. But obviously not playing last year. And the field is just, it's just getting thicker with better pass rushers. So Aaron Donald, you mentioned. Trey Hendrickson, who we never talk about because he's on the other side down in New Orleans. Miles Garrett, he's coming.
Oh, Garrett's top three.
Exactly.
I mean, Garrett's a beast.
So I'm not saying he's done.
Yep.
I think he's going to be valuable, but I can't put him in the top three simply because of how good some of these other young ascending pass rushers are.
I totally agree.
I'm not even talking about the boss. I mean, the what are the guys?
I'm not sure what team you think.
49ers and
the Bosa brothers.
Bosa brothers.
Yeah.
The Bosa brothers, right? They're not even on his list
Chandler
yet.
Jones is not top three, and that's no disrespect or shade toward Chandler Jones. He's a terrific player who's been highly productive. But while the sacks would almost contradict what I'm about to say, I would just, that I can't prove this, but just watching football, you kind of get the sense that when you're an opposing offensive coordinator, yes, of course you're aware and a little worried about Chandler Jones, but I don't know that you stay awake all night like you stay awake for some of these. A top three is at that position is an incredibly lofty status. I don't see him as a Hall of Famer, that type, even though, I mean, again, I'm not saying he can't get it, but I don't view him that way. If you're a top three defensive end, historically, you're a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know?
And I don't know if the team around him just isn't quite good enough to push him to that point, but I hear what you're saying. I agree with you.
Okay.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, the Pistons. Hey, by the way, all the stuff with the SEC and Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson, camps open up. The NBA draft is this week as well. I actually forgot about that. I finally got back to the hotel. I put on ESPN at like midnight one night. I'm like, oh, that's right, the draft. Yeah.
And
is that a promo coming up?
And the trade deadline is on Friday.
That's
Major
right.
League Baseball.
Yeah,
hopefully,
our guy does something because the Yankees. The Yankees had some horrible losses again while I was in Florida.
Jermaine come? Eight, like, almost no-hit innings.
I know.
And then you lose it as soon as he sits on the bench.
I forget the kid's name who came up the other night. I was watching this a little bit in the hotel room as well. I guess that would have been, oh, geez, all days blur together at this point. Maybe Wednesday threw four wild pitches in the inning up in Fenway. Oh, yeah. God. Yankees aren't dead yet, but they've got a tough decision. Are they buying? Or I don't think they'll sell. How aggressively do they buy? Anyway, the Pistons have the number one overall pick coming up Thursday. That's where we were going with that. And all signs point to them taking OK State star Cade Cunningham. However, Shams now reports the Rockets are hell-bent on moving one slot from 2-1 for Cunningham and are aggressively pursuing the Pistons' first overall pick. That's a quote attached to Shams, who's very good. So considering the Rockets don't have a lot of talent on the roster, the Pistons should be willing to take Houston's first-round pick next year to move back the one slot required to make this deal. In or out?
I would say in bounds of this, BT. I don't even remember. Did I say in bounds? No, I said out of bounds last to Chandler Jones, by the way. I don't think I ever actually said out of bounds.
I said out of bounds as well. Or I strongly implied out of bounds without saying it.
So in bounds for this one, BT, because look, the Pistons, if they're going to need an elite player, and I'm not saying that Cade Cunningham or any of these other top kids in this draft,
Suggs, Mobley,
yep. aren't going to be like elite superstar players, but none of them are guaranteed. They're all like little tiny question marks. And so if I'm the Houston Rockets and I know that I'm on a trajectory that's not, it's a little bit steep to get relevant, I want Cade Cunningham because this is the kid that could potentially grow into the superstar.
That's right.
And so, yeah, I think this could be win-win if the Pistons are willing to wait because they know that they're even farther away than the Rockets.
Yeah.
And the Rockets want...
I think the Rockets are further away than the Pistons. I like some of the Pistons' young players.
Yeah.
I do. They've got a couple players who are pretty good.
I just don't see a superstar.
No, neither do I. But what I see on the Rockets roster, and my answer to this would be inbound, so meaning draft equity over any of this dead weight. You want John Wall at $44 million? Do you want Eric Gordon at 19 or 20? You had Christian Wood, you let him walk. I think Kelly Olynyk's an expiring deal anyway. But there's you want DJ Augustine? Like, look at the monies for the Rockets. There's nobody that's worthy. If I'm the Pistons rebuilding, that I view as somebody that will accelerate that rebuild here. So if I'm not sold on Cunningham, or I have similar love and affection for another, a comparable love and affection for another player, and I could get like other draft equity and get a player I feel similarly about, I would do that if I'm the Pistons. I don't think they trade him. Despite all the noise, and I'm certainly not shooting down Shams' report, my opinion, the end of the day, number one pick, silver steps to the podium, Cunningham's going to be a Piston.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, Teague. So the MLB trade deadline, as we mentioned, is coming up Friday at 4 Eastern. Plenty of star power is on the block. You have Jose Ramirez, who's with the Indians. I mean, they've had a really rough run. He's got power. He can run as well. He plays a power spot at third. Anthony Rizzo,
The Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant. I would still hold on to Rizzo if I'm a Cub. Bryant's gone. He is definitely going to get dealt. I actually think they're going to trade Rizzo, but I would hold on to him. Sterling Marte from the Marlins. However, John Heyman reports the Nats are shopping. I said this a month ago that this might happen. Shopping three-time Cy Young winner Max Scherzer. Now, he's 36. He's 7-4. Sub-3 ERA. But, the last couple of years, not quite the dominant artist he's been, even though he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Last 3 years, numbers have gone up a little bit. Not bad at all, but a little bit. Max Scherzer is still a top-of-the-rotation ace, in or out?
Depending on what squad he's on. But, I mean, in the context of what we're talking about here, him getting traded someplace, unless it's like the Yankees who are just really desperate for a top of the...
Well, he got Cole, but he'd be 1B.
I hear what you mean.
Yeah, I got you.
But a team like that that's competing but doesn't quite have that 1-2 punch that you need in order to be relevant.
Yep.
I'm going to say inbounds because there are situations like the Yankees. Like, he'd be great if he went to the Yankees. But there's others where you're going to need him to be the man for the next two or three years, and he's 36 years old, and you just can't trust that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say tepidly inbounds.
And I'm going to agree. Not quite tepidly, a little bit more emphatically. I'm still a Scherzer fan. I think you get him in the right spot. You get him, you want to have the proper ballpark. You want to have somewhat of a hitter-neutral ballpark. You don't want to have a bandbox. But I define an ace. If I give you the baseball and I need you to deliver 7-plus frames and, keep the I don't need a shutout, but, two runs, give me 8-9 whiffs, don't give up a lot of free passes.
Mm-hmm.
And that is still Max Scherzer. Now, can you imagine him? I have to see what happens with DeGrom. You talk about the Yankees, but the Mets are far more relevant than the Yankees right now. Can you imagine him behind Jacob DeGrom. If DeGrom is right, and now you have Alonso starting to mash, he's got 22 bombs, McNeil's coming around, Conforto started. Like, if the Mets got him, or, and there's other teams, if the White Sox, and there's a lot of teams that can use him, I still really like Scherzer. I believe he's an ace.
No way he's going to the Mets, though. Not in the
No, I'm just saying in the division.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, that's fair. I got you.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
I admittedly, you know, it's tough enough to keep up with two kids in Disney and Epcot. It's even harder to try to keep up with the Olympics, which I tepidly care about anyway. But I did notice the USA women's softball team off to a 5-0 start, beat Japan.
Right, crushed a walk-off last
crushed
night.
Crushed a walk-off, and because we beat them now, something of some configuration, I believe, we will now bat last. We're the home team of the gold medal game against them. That's great to see. I know what happened, of course, with Team Hoops. Popovich's disaster that he's overseeing when I railed them a couple of weeks ago for losing to everybody.
We'll get to that.
Lost to France.
Third hour.
We'll get to that later. I have not kept up much with the Olympics. We have about a minute or so. It was one of the questions on Inbounds, Out of Bounds. I know you're more of an Olympics guy than me. What's jumped out to you?
Well, I mean, Simone Biles, she's who she is. But Katie Ledecky lost.
That was to the Australian.
Yes.
That I did see. Lost by a tick, tenth of a second.
Tatis, I think her name was, or Tatum or something like that. Yeah, tenth of a second. But then she won the inaugural, I believe, 1,500 meter, which is just, it's just a long race. And she blew him away and said, the inaugural Olympic record. So, I mean, look, there's been some really good performances, but you're right, BT. This Olympics is maybe as it goes on over the next couple of days, it's going to get back in people's consciousness. But I watched the opening ceremonies. It was bizarre, man. I did see some of that as well.
It
was empty.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the cool thing was the 100 or 1,800 drone world that they put up there, but it just feels like there's so much else going on in the world. Mm. It's hard to like draw your focus, and the 13-hour time difference doesn't help.
Well, at least you have cardboard beds to have fun on.
No, there's no condoms in the village.
No, there are.
I thought they sent them home.
No, they give them out, but they tell them to take for the athletes to take them home, not to use them on the grounds, of course.
Likelihood of that is limited.
Zero. Texas and OU bouncing next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.